afternoon, the Bing Crosby Show, presented by Chesterfield, produced and transcribed in San Francisco, with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Judd Collins with the Mayors, and Bing's guests, Gary Cooper and Gary Crosby. And now, ladies and gentlemen, from San Francisco, the city of the Golden Gate, we bring you Bing Crosby, the gentleman of the Golden Voice.
Hey, Ken. That's a very nice introduction you gave me. Wow. You really think my voice is gold?
Shall we say unrefined gold with rocks and gravel in it?
Ken, I may not impress you, but I want to tell you one thing.
What's that?
I'm very popular with the crowd down at Fisherman's Wharf for my singing. Matter of fact, this is going to really surprise
what
you.
What is it?
I'm very proud of it.
I'd like to hear it.
Well, I find it. As a matter of fact, down at Fisherman's Wharf, I have just been elected an honorary crab.
Is that supposed to be good?
Good? Why, that's bigger than being made an honorary clam at Pismo Beach. Oh. Yes. You see, Ken, the crabs are the saltwater branch of the elks.
Oh, I get it.
Only instead of wearing a tooth on our watch chain, we crabs wear a claw.
Oh, I see. Pinchers, huh?
Little pinchers.
Uh-huh.
And this is the only lodge emblem that I know of that can get you slapped on a crowded bus.
Yes, I can see where you could meet a lot of interesting people.
Yes, you can make some nice connections.
Good.
You can. But enough of these intimate matters, Ken. We always like, as you know, we like to open our show on a spirited note. And tonight I think we've captured just the selection, a thing called New Ashmolean.
It's a new Ashmolean, my king, so fiery and good, and turn the glory back.
Here they come with the sunlight on the trumpets. Here they come with the banners flying high. In my throat I have a lumpy sort of feeling, and the bright gleam of pride is in my eye. Here they come with the clarinets a-wailing. Here they come bravely marching up the square. And I know in a moment I'll be cheering. And my best Sunday hat will be high in the air for the new Ashmolean Marching Society and Student Conservatory Band. Yes, the new Ashmolean could have beaten Napoleon with all those deadly instruments in hand.
There are those who favor the Philharmonic flavor, but you ask the finest in the land. Is the new Ashmolean Marching Society and Student Conservatory Band. But though they march only slightly out of tempo, and though they play just a trifle out of tune, so there's just a suggestion in the oboe of the sound of a hound beneath a moon.
The trombone's a little independent, and the drummer, not exactly choice. The silly old college spirit is upon me, and I shout every time at the top of me voice for the new
Ashmolean Marching Society and Student Conservatory Band.
Well, if you're analytical, sensitive, or critical, you like it more the farther back you stand. But to me, it's bully. Why, it satisfies me fully when I hear that thunder close at hand. The silver cornet! The clarinet! The slide trombone!
All right, Misha, wash up, get your things, and get out of here.
At the New Ashmolean, my team society and student conservatory band.
Hey, folks, do me a favor, will you? See for yourself which cigarette is the best. Be your own cigarette expert.
It's easy, it's simple as ABC. A,
take a pack of Chesterfields and open it all the way. B, get a good whiff of the pleasantly mild aroma that comes from that pack. C, check that milder Chesterfield aroma against any other brand. That milder Chesterfield aroma comes from the right combination of the world's best tobaccos. And no other cigarette has it. Only Chesterfield.
Yes, sir. What you get out of a cigarette is what you put into it. Into every Chesterfield, we put mild, ripe tobaccos. And out of every Chesterfield, you get a cooler, better-tasting smoke. A much milder smoke.
Of course, the milder a cigarette, the better it is. And that's why much milder Chesterfield is the best cigarette for you. Always buy Chesterfield. You'll like them. It's a great cigarette.
Chesterfield satisfy women and men. Chesterfield's over and over again. Milder, much milder, all smokers agree. Always buy Chesterfield's ABC.
Here's a popular ballad that I like very much. I sang it a couple times before, and on the basis of the favorable reaction received, I make bold to sing it again. Tonight's guest is a fellow who's very close to the Crosby clan. In fact, we named our oldest boy after this fellow. It's a pleasure to welcome the strong, silent man of the talking movies who fresh in, just arrived from Aspen, Colorado, Gary Cooper.
Howdy, Jim.
Hey, Cooper. I want to tell you it's great to see you. Really wonderful. But
One thing puzzles me. How did they ever drag you away up here to San Francisco, away from all that good skiing and all that good hunting up there in Aspen, Colorado? How'd they do that?
Well, thank you. As much as I enjoy hunting and skiing, I'm a man who thinks of the future.
Mm-hmm.
So I decided it was time to lay aside my skis and head for the city and take care of business.
What business?
Well, I had to buy some fishing tackle.
Well, now, ain't that a pity? Isn't that a mess? Shopping for fishing tackle. Very exhausting work.
Yep, well, Ruth, I had to raise my arm and point.
Holy cow. Well, man, you had it. You really had it. But you got a good bird dog. I'm surprised you didn't bring him along to your point.
Well, I couldn't bring the bird dog. He's not city broke.
Well, I guess Mayor Robson's got enough problems up here. Streetcar fares and one thing. But, Gary, it's a real pleasure. It really is nice to have you up here, and it's a pleasure to be standing here alongside a guy who's as lazy as I'm supposed to be.
Right. Maybe you don't have to take a back seat to anyone when it comes to being lazy.
No?
And you got the back seat to prove it.
Ah! I'm not really lazy, Gary. That's a misapprehension. That's a great fiction, a giant fiction. Can't you see it's just my manner?
Well, you do have a certain air about you.
I guess I've been around that mule train too long. What do you mean?
I like the way you work in pictures. You're so natural.
Well, you know something? I stole that from you.
You mean I'm natural, too?
Sure. Great racket, isn't it? Us getting paid for standing in front of a camera and proving we can't act?
Bing, just imagine what a hit you'd be if you couldn't sing, either.
I'd probably have Laurence Olivier just flipping his wig. Wait, you say, tell me something, Gary. How come you never do any singing in those pictures you make?
Bing, I can't sing a note.
Oh, don't let that ever stop you. Get yourself one of those guys like Larry Parks has.
You mean Al Jolson?
Sure, he'd be just the boy.
You think Al Jolson could sing for me?
Sure.
Well, I can't understand him. All that... Nah.
Yeah. Well, Gary, that's Al's style.
Take that song he sings. Yes, sir, that's my baby. Yeah. Now, is it his baby or isn't it?
Well, while we're talking about singers, your namesake, Gary Crosby, made his debut on this program a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it looks like my pal Gary is going to be a crooner, huh?
Well, it looks that way.
Too bad. I was hoping he'd amount to something.
Somewhere in there, I sent a slight slur. Well, gee, I'm sorry that you don't approve of Gary's singing career. Coop, his mother doesn't mind. I don't mind. And his girl doesn't mind.
His girl?
Yeah, you know what girls are.
Well, I do now, but I didn't when I was 16.
Where were you?
Well, I can't get over it.
What's the matter?
Boys of 16 don't even think of girls.
They don't, huh?
Say, I better have a talk with that young man.
Before you do, I better have a talk with you. I'll bet when you were Gary's age, you went out with girls, didn't you?
Yep.
And you didn't think they were too young, did you?
Nope.
Must have been a pretty dull date, just saying yup and nope.
Well, my girl was even worse than me.
What do you mean?
She just said nope.
I don't see why you're making such a fuss about Gary. You just said you had dates when you were young.
Well, I can remember the very day young Gary was born, 16 years ago.
Hey, that's right. I'd forgotten that. You were with me, weren't you, Coop? Remember how relaxed I was waiting for the stork?
Yep. But you wouldn't have been so relaxed if you'd known that stork was going to turn out to be a homing pigeon. Your first child was about to be born, and I was walking up and down in a waiting room.
Well, I was walking up and down, too.
Sure, but you were out on the golf course.
Oh, now, wait a minute. I got there in time for the big event, didn't I?
You sure did.
Darn right I did.
And I'll never forget that day. There I was pacing up and down, and you were about on the 17th green. Gosh, I can remember that day at the hospital as if it were yesterday. Waiting for a baby is no joke. Yes, sir, that's my baby.
Yeah.
Gee, whiz, I'm jittery. Gee, I wish Bing would get here. Bing!
Hi, Gary. Has Stork arrived yet?
No, but he should be flying in any minute.
How do you know?
Well, look at my bird dog. He's been pointing for the last half hour.
How long have you been here?
Well, since Friday.
Gary, you mean you've been here a whole week all alone?
Well, not exactly. Dixie got here Thursday. Would you care for a glass of water?
No, but I'll tell you what you can do for me. You put that glass on the floor there, and I'll practice a little putting.
Bing, hey, you're not going to practice your golf shots at a time like this.
Oh, now, Gary. Quiet. Now, watch.
Made it, you see. Now, get this one.
Hey, Bing. Here comes the nurse.
Quiet.
Mr. Crosby, the baby's arrived, and it's a boy.
A boy?
Yippee!
Hey, Gary, where are you going?
I'm going to tell Dixie.
Oh, no, let's surprise you.
And here's Dr. Stevens with the baby.
Oh, here he is. Congratulations, Mr. Crosby.
Hey, Gary, look at him.
Yeah. Say, hello, little fella. Say, I'm your Uncle Gary. And this is your father.
James, what tone? Let me have him, Doc.
Oh, do you know how to hold the little fellow?
Oh, sure. I've been practicing all week with a small caddy. Give him to me.
All right.
That baby. Oh, never.
All right, here you are, Mr. Crosby.
Careful now. Say, Doc, tell me something. Why does he look so shiny?
Oh, I had the nurse put oil on him.
Hey, I think he needs more oil. He's still a little squeaky.
Oh, say, he's a beautiful child. Look at that blonde hair. Takes after his mother.
Takes after his father, too.
We better put him to bed now, Mr. Crosby.
Wait a minute. Let me say goodnight to him, huh? Lullaby and goodnight. Da-da-dee-da-da-dee-dee. Lullaby, da-da-dee.
Well, that's fact. That's about what happened, with the exception that I was too nervous to hold a golf club, much less putt around the waiting room of the hospital. Say, you know, Coop, Gary Crosby's here tonight.
Well, I'd like to say hello to him.
Come on out here, Gary.
Right here, Dad.
Hello, Uncle Gary.
Hey, you're getting to be a big boy, Gary.
Yep.
Are you nervous standing out here in front of all these people?
Nope.
Sure takes after his uncle, doesn't he?
Yep.
Gary, how about doing a little song with me?
What do we do, Dad?
Well, you remember a few weeks ago I did a real old song with Groucho Marx?
You mean play some simple melody?
That's the one. Let's do that for the folks right now, and you sing Groucho's part.
Well, that's a pretty big job for me.
Well, we get by all right. Grab the ukulele now and let's go.
Long
won't you play some simple melody? Like my mother sang to me. One with a good old-fashioned harmony. Play some simple melody.
Musical demons at my honey-to-dream, dreaming. Won't you play me some rag and set that classical drag to some sweet, beautiful rag? And when the music is choppy and you play it from the copy, you get all my applause. And that's just simply because I want to listen to rag. Musical demons at my learned dream,
those bears and rag.
And set that classical drag,
my mother's
sung sweet, beautiful rag. And when the music is choppy and you play it from the copy, you get all my
harmony.
And that's just
play
simply because
some simple
I wanna listen to rag.
Hey, that was all right, Gary.
Thanks.
Gary, why don't you give your pappy a breather here now and do a song on your own?
About the only thing I know all the way through is Dear Hearts and Gentle People.
Well, I guess we can stand that again. The Rhythm Airs and John Scott,
I'll fancy it up for you.
I love those dear hearts and gentle people live in my hometown, because those dear hearts and gentle people will never ever let you down. They read the good book from Friday till Monday. That's how the weekend goes. I got a dream house I'll build there one day, with picket fence and rambling rose. I feel so welcome each time that I return, that my happy heart keeps laughing like a clown. I love the dear hearts and gentle people who live and love in my hometown. There's a place I'd like to go, and it's up in Idaho, where your friendly neighbors smile and say hello. It's a pleasure and a treat to meander down the street. That's why I want the whole wide world to know.
I love those dear hearts.
I love those gentle people who live in my hometown. Because those dear hearts and gentle people will never, ever let you down. They read the good book from Friday till Monday. That's how the weekend goes.
Got
a dreamy dream house I'll build there one day, with picket fence and rambling rose. I feel so welcome each time that I return, that my happy heart keeps laughing like a clown. I love the dear hearts and gentle people who live and love in my hometown.
Home, home, sweet home.
That was okay, Gary.
Thanks, Dad.
You know, folks, there's a big difference between Chesterfield and other cigarettes, and that difference is why so many people are smoking Chesterfields. Millions of people smoke them. For example, the top men in America's sports smoke Chesterfield.
Right, Bing, and prominent farmers who grow tobacco, they smoke them, too. The top Hollywood stars smoke them, and we've got one right here to prove it, Gary Cooper. Gary, you're a regular Chesterfield man, aren't you?
Been smoking them for years. It's a good cigarette, the best. It seems Chesterfields smoke milder than other cigarettes.
Right you are, Coop.
Yes, folks, that's the big difference between Chesterfield and other cigarettes. Chesterfields are made milder. They smoke milder. They are milder. And what's more, they leave a clean, fresh taste in your mouth after smoking.
So always buy Chesterfield, friends. They're milder. And they give you everything you want in a cigarette. They really satisfy. One of the leaders in the race for the Academy Award nominations is the following song, My Foolish Heart, by Victor Young and Ned Washington, a picture of the same title, belonging by Mr. Goldwyn.
The night is like a lovely tune. Beware, foolish heart, how white the ever constant moon. Take care, my foolish heart. There's a line between love and fascination that's hard to see on an evening such as this. They both give the very same sensation when you're lost in the magic of a kiss. Her lips are much too close to mine. Beware, my foolish heart. But should our eager lips combine, then let the magic start. For this time it isn't fascination or a dream that will fade and fall apart. It's love. This time it's love, my foolish heart. My foolish heart.
Well, sir, that represents the closer for tonight. My thanks to Gary Cooper for joining us up here in San Francisco. And thanks to Gary Crosby, too.
Well, Bing, it was a lot of fun seeing you and Gary again. Who's going to be with you next week?
Next week, Coop, we have two sterling performers as our guests. Master Dennis Crosby and Master Philip Crosby.
Oh, well, the twins are going to be on the show, huh?
Mm-hmm, that's right. Denny and Phil have some little vocal novelties worked out, should frighten the people. Next week, we're gonna put them on the air.
Mm-hmm. Well, I got to hear that show.
Don't miss it. Fine, Coop, and let's go out now and get something to eat, huh?
Right.
Go down to
right
the box. Fine. Before leaving, though, I would like to wish a happy birthday to the Campfire Girls Incorporated. This fine organization will celebrate its 40th anniversary next week. And I'm sure we all want to extend our best wishes to this fine and worthwhile group of young ladies. Thanks very much.
The Bing Crosby Show, presented by Chesterfield, was produced and transcribed in San Francisco by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie. Tune in next week and hear Bing and his guests, Philip and Dennis Crosby.